Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program that comes to you from the perspective of peace, liberty, freedom, and prosperity. And also, you can call in and talk about whatever you want. The telephone number, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Big Kahuna.
And Richie Rich.
We've been talking about the Big Snatch. That's right. Apparently, a tractor trailer, a Brinks tractor trailer.
The security company, Brinks.
Armored car, cameras, right. Armor, safety. Armed guards, right? Yeah. All sorts of tracking
the
and safety
features.
Dude
with the shotgun in the back to protect the money.
All of that.
Right.
Apparently, the...
He went out for a hot dog.
Apparently, the guys driving the truck just sort of left it for what they say is 27 minutes. And when they returned, they found up to possibly even more than $100 million of gems and gold and watches and diamonds and lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my.
Did they park it in, like, a bad neighborhood? Did it come back and it was, like, jacks and everything, too? Like, they got everything.
They did park it at a Flying J truck stop, which is common for truckers, anyway, to visit. I don't know if Flying J would be considered a bad neighborhood since it's a business.
All right. But I don't know. Where's the neighborhood the Flying J was in?
Who would be the natural competitor to the Flying J truck stop? I can't think of any other truck stops that like have a name or are like a franchise other than Flying J.
I couldn't tell you.
Is Pilot one of them?
Oh, maybe.
Pilot.
I usually pronounce that Pilo. Like I pronounce Target Target.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll talk more about this story, but let's go to Ben calling from South Carolina. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Captain. What's happening?
Hey, man.
I wanted to mention, man, as soon as I heard about this Big Snatch, as a snatchologist, I wanted to weigh in and tell you guys. I don't think we're looking at the whole story here.
He wanted to weigh in. So how heavy is
the
Big Snatch?
I was
going to
wade into the Big Snatch.
Right. And this isn't a stick-up. Now, it's totally different than a stick-up. This is a, a snatch like this is messy business.
Yeah. Hmm.
And I want to say that this goes probably much deeper than anybody.
It could be a cavernous case.
It was probably two drivers with that one snatch, and who knows what could happen.
Do you think that like the people responsible for this snatch like lubed up the drivers? Like, are they in on it?
You know what? I would hope so, because if it's that easy to steal $100 million out of an armored truck, then.
I'm in the wrong business.
Have to be right. I'm already in the wrong. But
do you guys want to?
Sounds like a good one.
You want to ask Ben anything?
Being a Brinks driver.
No, he was funny.
Yeah. All right. Hey Ben, thanks for the call, man.
Stuck with the theme.
Well
got his own jokes.
He really
in
drove it in there.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out how to work the word moist in there, but like I just couldn't do it. So.
On a moist evening at the Flying J.
I know that
the humidity was there.
There's a certain percentage of people on planet Earth who don't like the word moist for some reason, and I don't know why. I don't understand it. I don't know why. If you know why, 603-283-6160.
They must have a dry sense of humor.
Yes. Yes. At any rate, continuing on with the article about the Big Snatch, FBI agents and sheriff's major crimes investigators have scoured the Flying J truck stop off the I-5 for clues.
They talked to Bert and Phil, Doug. Like, no, man, we were just passing through.
They even like got on the CB to the rubber duck. Breaker 19, we got ourselves a convoy. Anyway, they have interviewed potential witnesses and reviewed security videos for images of the vital half-hour window where the security guards left the truck unguarded.
You know you're fired, right?
Yeah. So, Dave, what do you do? Well, I used to be in security.
Then what happened? They stole, had $100 million out of my truck.
Obviously, we aren't about to say what we have at this stage, the sergeant said. Flying J's corporate parent has a web request page for its travel center security videos to help law enforcement and others gain access. Okay.
All right.
Cargo theft is a massive criminal enterprise across the L.A. region, which we've seen. Actually, we talked a little bit about that here on Free Talk Live with the trains.
The trains, yeah.
Yeah, and all that kind of thing.
To Dominic Toretto and his three Honda Civics.
The cargo theft is a massive criminal enterprise. Last year alone, CargoNet, a theft record firm, logged more than $57 million in cargo truck theft. California remains the top state for cargo snatches.
Okay. They just said, like, all of whatever that was $57 million, and this one alone is potentially $100 million.
Yes.
Like, this one takes the cake.
Yes.
Like, that's it. All right.
California remains the top state for cargo snatches, with a 13% increase since 2020. That's a huge increase in snatch.
Yeah.
It is.
You want to snatch, go to California.
Yeah. I just want to point out, too.
It's a leaning on crime.
They mentioned this organization, CargoNet, a theft record firm. Now, a lot of folks would argue that, you know, government is necessary because somebody has to keep official records. No, they don't. Look. I'm assuming they're not a government organization.
It could be just a government contract, though. We don't know.
But, it's possible for other organizations to keep frickin' records.
Yeah, you just need a dude with a pen and a notepad. You got robbed? Okay, how much?
Yep.
All right. What noted.
Day? Yep. Okay.
That's a police report anyway.
Yeah.
You got robbed? Okay. Taking note. Got a police report now. Noted.
More likely, however, is thieves surreptitiously tracked the truck from the Gem Show's last location in San Mateo. Vendors crated their riches July 10th and put them on the truck destined for the next show at Pasadena Convention Center.
And they just knew that the two drivers were both going to go on break at the same time.
At the Flying J.
At the Flying J for 27 minutes.
Maybe Flying J stands for Flying Jewels. They're flying right out the back of that truck.
All right. Just fell off the truck. Okay, so they tailed. They were just waiting for the appropriate time. Like, if it wasn't a Flying J, it was just like the rest stop. They're like, Bob, I got to go take a leak. And that they would have hit it then. Ah, man.
Maybe they did. You know how they have those little things that you can put on, like, your keychain? So if you, like, lose your keys, you can go on your computer.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe they did that. Maybe they just tagged the truck and, like, followed it around.
Sure. But how long are you following it around for, though? It's going from, like, one show to another.
Yeah.
Right? And presumably, it's going to make it to that second show unmolested. Right? I mean, like, truck stop or no truck stop, lunch, dinner, what have you. Right? Someone's going to be guarding the truck. And so you're not going to have that opportunity, yeah. Presumably.
Some people value an unmolested snitch.
Yeah.
FBI officials say, obviously, they're examining everyone who knew about the move. The Flying J Travel Center is open 24 hours a day on Fraser Mountain Park Road and includes a Dunkin' Donuts Express and a Wendy's with space for 47 trucks. Truck stop cargo thefts, according to insurance industry underwriters, are relatively common. But data on U.S. truck stop cargo thefts between 2012 and 2018 showed only one theft in Lebec. So they performed this huge snatch at a location which has only ever recorded one.
Okay. So you're saying that it's plausible that people let their guard down? Like, oh, this is the big Flying J with the 47 Wendy spots.
And it's got huge security and lots of cameras. Oh, man, everybody, you'd be stupid to try and do a thing here, right? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe they did it for the prestige.
Well, then, Prestigy? Let's find their TikTok channel then.
Prestigy?
Prestidigitation?
Yeah, that's the one. That's what I
was going to say. Gajagoo?
I said Gajagoo? What?
Pull a rabbit out of my hat.
the Flying J trailer. We already said that. Brinks declined to comment beyond a statement saying last week a loss involving a Brinks vehicle occurred near Los Angeles. According to the information the customers provided to us before they shipped their items, the total value of the missing items is less than $10 million.
Of course.
We are working with law enforcement. We will fully reimburse our customers for the value of the assets that were stolen in accordance with the terms of our contract.
Somewhere between a dollar and infinity.
More Free Talk Live coming up.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
We'll be right back.
Okay, only two of three. Oh, you're back too?
Oh, I'm back.
Okay, just checking.
Yes.
I thought maybe you got a little alfalfa kind of thing going on with the headphones. It's pretty sweet. Styling. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for those of you who are wondering what I'm talking about, video.freetalklive.com.
If I turn my head to look at the camera, yeah. I can't see it anymore because I have to turn this way to view the camera.
Yeah, it's confusing. Yeah. Like, we've had people either in the chat room or call in and be like, yeah, I saw the way you just looked at him. And, like no, I was looking over at, like, this empty area. But because of the way the cameras are positioned, they think that you're looking at him or he's looking at you or you're looking at me or I'm looking at both or whatever it is.
Jamie, those come snatch me eyes.
That's right. Speaking of video.freetalklive.com, our video archives have been over on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on all things COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so we're now streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app over at lbry.com, and then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed and keep it online forever. At minimum, we ask you to visit video.freetalklive.com and follow us on Odyssey today. That's video.freetalklive.com. I'm just looking over at you guys to confuse some of the people who are watching, and they're like, why is he, what's he doing? What is he doing? Why is he doing that? He's like a crazy person. We've been talking about the huge snatch, apparently a Brinks armored tractor trailer, like semi-truck style, like all armored right. And like videoed yeah. And, you know, all that
bulletproof
kind of
cab with bulletproof glass
and armed guards and all, apparently robbed of possibly more than $100 million worth of watches and jewels and diamonds and rubies and lions and tigers and bears. Oh my.
Yeah. And a lot less secure than your phone.
Apparently
there's killers on the loose because they couldn't get through the biometrics. The Brinks, easy to bypass, apparently.
This occurred relatively recently, within the past, I think, week. Brinks declined to comment, saying, you know, basically vagaries that there was a thing and, you know, we're looking into it.
It was only like $8 million worth of stuff.
We're working with the cops and, we'll do everything in accordance with the terms of the contract. The Brinks Global Services website lists the trade show locations on a link to trade shows. The show in San Mateo ran from July 8th through the 10th, with the Pasadena show scheduled for July 15th through 17th. What the author appears to be alluding to is that perhaps it's a bad idea for Brink's website to list the locations of the gem, diamond, gold, jewelry trade shows where their trucks might be transporting stuff.
And, you know, they might want to do something, you know how they have multiple cars for, like, when the president goes somewhere?
Sure, entourage or whatever.
So maybe, I mean, it would be more expensive, obviously, but they could have, like, a decoy truck. You know, something like that to make it not as easy.
The trucks never stop moving.
Yeah, right.
We don't know which one has the jewels in it.
Exactly.
You see it in the movies where, like, the high-value military target. Right, and they've got, you know, two or three of the same vehicle, right, so that if anybody's trying to target the one, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, they're wrong.
You know, if I saw a highly armored tractor trailer, like, flanked by two blacked-out Suburbans, though, probably going to pick that one. Yeah.
Although,
not a lot of urban camouflage there.
Right, but perhaps Brinks could take a lesson here and employ black Suburbans.
Okay.
Just for that particular purpose, right? So, like,
or any ethnic Suburbans.
Rich, you're hilarious.
I didn't mean to derail you that hard.
Yeah, you just snorted a little bit.
I did.
Yeah. That's really the end of the story of the big snatch. I $100 million? More than $100 million?
Depends on who you ask. If you ask the insurance company,
I think
less
it's
than
less
10.
Than 10, actually.
Arnold Duke, the president of the International Gem and Jewelry Show, says we're looking at more than $100 million in documented losses.
Right. The guys who own the jewels are saying over $100 million.
Right.
Right. Brinks and the insurance company are like, nah, bro, less than 10.
What if there was, like, nothing in the truck? And, like, the bins that, you know, whoever these people, like, hauled away.
It's just an insurance scam at that point.
You know. And everything's still at the last place, right?
Yeah.
It's in, like, in the basement somewhere. In the ceiling of the men's room.
Ocean's 14.
Yep.
The big California snatch.
Ocean's 3,872.
I will say this. Okay, so you started with the comment about the Brinks website having the information on where the trucks were going to be and where they were going. However, if you're casing the art show anyway, or
technically
the show
I ended with that, but sure.
Okay, yeah. Well, it was the start of this part of the conversation.
Okay.
Like, that's going to be, if you're casing it, that's going to be common knowledge anyway, right? Because you're already going to know where each show is in that general area. Like, oh, it's going from L.A. to Pasadena, mm-hmm. because you know that the gem show is in L.A., and if you follow that, you know, that culture, you know that the next show is coming up in Pasadena.
Right.
So the fact that Brinks had it on the website, I don't think is that big of a deal.
Do you think that, you know, do you think that there's some, I don't know, some hot air involved in this in any way, shape, or form?
What do you mean by hot air? Like, I already said, I think it's an inside job. I led with that.
That's true. I was thinking more along the lines of, I don't know, flatulence, for example.
Oh, okay.
You know, do you think there's some gas going on here somewhere?
For 27 Probably. Minutes, they were just in the stall, wondering what they're going to do with that big old snatch.
I was trying to, like, artfully craft a segue into this next bit.
Really artfully craft a segue.
That's a little more accurate. Once again, clarifying our stance here at Free Talk Live, Richie Rich is spot on. Not the anarchists, these anarchists. These and then, anarchists. Of course, not artfully, but fartfully crafting a segue. Coming up, we're going to talk about this article that Richie Rich, of course, brought in from the Green Lemon, which I've never even heard of. The Green Lemon?
No, you have.
It's not even a .com. It's a .ne?
I brought in a number of...
What's .me?
I don't know.
Is that like Mexico?
I brought in a number of Green Lemon sources because I found one article from them. And I went, wow, this is fantastic. Right? And then I added them to the list of sources that I go to for tabloids.
So I have heard of them.
We've definitely done Green Lemon stuff on this show.
Coming up, man who hasn't stopped farting since eating ham roll in 2017. Well, we'll find out what he did and who he sued and for how much. This is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News. I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Human remains have been found in the shrinking shoreline of Lake Mead as it recedes in the face of a brutal drought gripping the western U.S. In the statement, the National Park Service said the unidentified remains were spotted at Swin Beach in the Lake Mead National Recreation Area late on Monday afternoon. The age of the remains is unknown, and the Park Service said the investigation is ongoing. In a forthcoming memoir, Jared Kushner alleges that former President Donald Trump's second chief of staff, John F. Kelly,
was viewed within the White House as a bully with a Jekyll and Hyde demeanor who once shoved his wife Ivanka Trump out of his way after a volatile Oval Office meeting. Kelly denies the allegations. Kushner, who served as a senior presidential advisor, writes in Breaking History, a White House memoir, that he and his wife viewed Kelly as consistently duplicitous, but only once did Kelly let his mask fully slip. This is USA Radio News. A vial of insulin cost $25 in 1995, back when Chris Noble was 5 years old and just learning how to manage his type 1 diabetes with the help of his parents and his doctors. Now, nearly 3 decades later, Noble says that same vial of insulin costs more than $300, a 12-fold increase for something he and millions like him can't live without. It's as essential as water, Noble said. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed the assault weapons ban of 2022. 40,000 Americans die from gunshot wounds every year, and guns have become the top killer of children in the U.S. As President Biden has repeatedly called for, we must do more to stop this gun violence and save lives. In 1994, then-Senator Biden played a leading role in securing a 10-year ban on assault weapons and large-capacity magazines. For those 10 years, mass shootings declined. When the ban expired in 2004, mass shootings tripled. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yes, we are back, and we're fronts, and we're side. I don't know. Are we even three-dimensional?
In a four-dimensional world.
Now here's Tom with the weather.
Pickle rain.
It is Free Talk Live. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in to tonight's program. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. If you would like to join the conversation, again, 603-283-6160. Before we go on, I have to say thank you to Ukraine, that's with an EU, Ukraine 79, who is a silver level amplifier. What does that mean? What is a silver level amplifier? What's an amplifier? What are these levels? Well, if you head over to amps.freetalklive.com, you'll find out all about our amplifier program. Ukraine Silver donates $5 a month to the AMPS program. What happens to that money, you might ask? That's a great question. That money goes to getting this particular radio program onto more radio stations. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. So Ukraine 79 finds value in this program, enough value that they want to help us spread the message of liberty, of peace, of freedom, and prosperity to more people in more ways. We're currently on somewhere close to 200 radio stations. We could be on more. We're on the internet. We're on a couple of satellite stations. If you find value in this program, if you enjoy the cast of characters, the hosts, the co-hosts, the callers, please consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Ukraine 79. We appreciate you and your support.
It's like Free Talk Live Freedom War Bonds or Freedom Bonds. contribute to the freedom effort.
Well, we want freedom from bondage, dude.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, it's voluntary bondage.
Maybe, yeah.
Moving right along through no segue whatsoever. Man who hasn't stopped farting since eating ham roll in 2017 sues stall who sold it to him for $200,000.
So, this article is new, right? Like, this
published July 23rd, 2022.
Right, so the Genesis event is like 5 years old. Or like, he bought a ham sandwich.
He's been five years flatulent.
That's a lot of farting.
That is, wow.
But like, how intermittent is it? And how much of that can actually be blamed
on the thing that he ate?
On the those ham sandwich 5 years ago. I eat a can of chili, and I did, like, re-ups my supply for a little bit.
Well, I mean, this sort of renews the conversation about, like, methane-powered vehicles, for instance.
Sure.
You know? Self-propulsion is now a concept. I'm trying to remember where the story came from. I had a story at some point. I don't know if I talked about it on the air, but it was somebody invented a way for your flatulence to power, like, a suit that you're wearing. So, like, if you're wearing this thing, the methane or the gases in your flatulence would, like, charge your cell phone, for example.
Okay.
Right? Because you're wearing this thing, and it's got a USB port, and, you know, you plug your phone into it or whatever. And somehow, I think it was the combination of the flatulence and the movement, like the kinetic energy that's generated by regular human movement would combine to be able to charge a cell phone. I'm not sure where that came from, but I remember it.
And then you get home, and your wife doesn't let you in until you take a shower.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, your phone's charged, so.
Oh, yeah. Bonus points there.
Yeah. 46-year-old Tyrone Prades. How do you say that? P-R-A-D-E-S. I don't know.
However you.
46-year-old Tyrone has sued Frankfurt Christmas Market Limited over a food infection caused by salmonella. Yes, I pronounced the L in salmonella. That has seen him suffer for over 5 years. Prades of Chippenham. This is all, you know, out of Britain.
Sure.
Regular Britain, not Great Britain, just regular ass
Britain. Regular, average Britain.
Nominal Britain. Wilts has stomach complications that have him farting after purchasing a ham roll when he visited the Birmingham Christmas market with his wife and kids. Now, we'll skip that part. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, that's pretty short. Wait, there's got to be a Readmore somewhere. I'm missing the link.
Captain O.G. Readmore.
Yeah. Well, it's these tabloid sites that I know. You know, I got to make you do a thing before you can. Anyway. He complained of fever, vomiting, stomach cramps, and diarrhea from the ham roll he ate in December 2017. His lawyers informed the court that Prades has been bedridden for about 5 weeks and added it had cost him his reputation for embarrassing moments at public places and gatherings.
So 5 weeks recently or 5 weeks after the Genesis event in December? Like, did he miss Christmas and New Year's?
Yeah, it doesn't specify. Robert Parkin, one of the lawyers standing in for Prades, told the court that months after the subsiding of the illness, he still experienced weird stomach noises in his GI. That's gastrointestinal system. The claimant continues to suffer from excessive flatulence, which causes him a great deal of embarrassment. The symptoms are primarily fatigue and altered bowel function associated with churning within his abdomen and flatulence.
Maybe he just developed IBS, or maybe had it all along.
Yeah, maybe a medical issue.
The claimant's stomach continues to make frequent churning noises to the extent his sleep can become disrupted, Mr. Robert narrated to the High Court. They were all stunned, man. The High Court.
Woke himself up with a fart.
All rise, man. The High Court. You may be seated.
Someone go to the Flying J and grab some Wendy's.
Counsel, approach the bench. The extent of the symptoms has been life-changing, the prosecuting lawyer also insisted. Other customers who visited the stall reportedly fell ill as well, but it wasn't verified that what Prades and the others suffered from was caused by salmonella. More so, with the allegation claiming the flooring company boss had been infected with salmonella, deemed debatable as no trace of salmonella was found amid an investigation. Philip Davey, the lawyer representing the Frankfurt Christmas Market LTD, told the High Court the council environmental health officers only found a trace of E. coli on a knife, but no salmonella was seen.
So food poisoning happens fairly regularly,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, it doesn't have to be in the news, like, you know, there's product recalls and whatnot. Like, yep. Oh, salmonella or the E. coli right on your romaine lettuce.
Yep.
But they find that out because someone gets sick.
Right.
Right. Or, like, you know, like, they trace it back because multiple people got sick.
Yep.
You know, and so they obviously there was something wrong with this particular ham at this particular place because multiple people got sick. You know, they all experienced it, whether it was the E. coli, the salmonella, or whatever. But 5 years later to sue?
That seems an excessive period of time.
Right.
Have you ever had, you know, any kind of, you know, salmonella or food poisoning?
Anything? I have, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was for the centennial of the Statue of Liberty.
Oh.
Yeah, I was in New York City, and it was very hot, and I made the mistake of getting, like, a tuna fish sandwich at a place.
Okay.
And didn't take long.
New York City, where Liberty is a statue.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
just,
yeah,
just nasty.
How long did the effects last? A day, two?
I think it was less than a week. It was maybe a few days.
If it was less than 5 years ago, you should sue.
I guess. Davey further pointed out that the allegation claiming Prades was suffering from salmonella must be verified because he didn't mention that he was suffering from the E. coli infection, the only bacteria seen on the knife. So far, the market has been closed and sanitized after the investigation by Public Health England, and the market's operator has denied the allegations laid by Prades. However, the case will continue as a trial.
So when did they do this investigation? Like, how long was that market closed? 5 years later, they found a trace of E. coli on the same night that was in 2017.
They don't do a very good job.
It's a tabloid source.
But you will continue to follow this because, well, you're you. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Thank you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Final segment of Free Talk Live. We're here 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You might be listening to this program outside of those hours. Some of our affiliates and some places might play this show outside of those hours. But if you want to call and interact with our amazing hosts and co-hosts and that type of a thing, please call between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 nights a week. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Big Kahuna,
and Rich Rich.
And without any further ado, let's go to Jack calling from Washington. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, good question. Where did that big snatch happen? What state?
California.
Oh, okay.
Home of all the large snatches, I think.
Well, no, there's a bigger snatch, I think, down in Arizona.
Oh. Ooh.
Wait, no, New Mexico.
Okay.
10 or 11 years ago, Jules Romero took snatched some children away, apparently.
Nice.
From, I don't know, one of your callers.
David,
yeah. So I guess you guys brought up Big Snatch and, you know, all the thievery of that armored truck. It just reminded me of him and his situation.
Was it John J. Romero and
Monica Zamora?
And Monica Zamora. And
I wish he would listen. I'd actually like to get a little bit further into his head. You know, he repeats himself, but I kind of like want to know more about, like, where he's coming from.
Would that snatch really be worth more than $100 million, though? I mean, it's just kids.
How much is a life worth?
What's the earnings potential of that, really?
How much is a child's life worth? Is it worth more than $100 million in jewels and diamonds and lions and tigers and bears, oh my?
Oddly enough, economists were calculating
that for you. At the time.
I'm sorry, you both were talking. Go ahead, Jack.
Oh, I just said, depends on what country is selling the children.
Oh, right.
I don't think that's not happening right here in this country.
Well, and what did you say, Richard?
I said economists will calculate that for you.
Economists will calculate that for us.
Because corporations will figure that out, right? Like, do we really want to recall this and fix the part on that Pinto? Nah, we'll just pay out.
You're kind of okay with numbers, aren't you, Big Kahuna?
Yeah, I'm all right with them. Yeah.
What do you think? Value of a human life versus the value of the big snatch we discussed here tonight?
Oh, man, that's a loaded question. But, I mean, if you looked at it pure economics, probably the $100 million's worth more.
Yeah.
It's usually calculated by lifetime earnings potential.
Yeah.
I mean, and most people aren't going to make $100 million in a lifetime.
I know I'm not.
Jack, are you worth $100 million?
Yeah. Great show. I think that there was never anything in the truck, and it is an insurance scheme. There's at least a 2%, 5% chance that that's reality these days. So
yeah.
It'll be curious to follow up on the story.
Yeah. Anything else you wanted to add tonight?
David needs to relax, man. That's it.
Yeah.
You see all tense stuff, man. Like, seriously, turn it down.
Yeah.
But I appreciate you guys let him talk.
Well, I mean, Richie Rich made a point. I don't know if you said it on air or whatnot, but, like, I'm a free speech advocate, and so, you know, I might not enjoy his particular, you know, repetitiveness in his topics and all that kind of thing. I do genuinely feel for the man. He has been put through the ringer regarding his children, and the state has definitely, done their share of screwing him over in ways that most people can't even fathom. That being said, that doesn't make him, like, a super awesome dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Imagine Thanksgiving dinner with him. Holy smokes.
Oh, man. I can only imagine David from New Mexico with a bunch of wild turkey down his gullet.
His mom is a demeanor. I mean, it'd just be a cage match.
Anyway, anything else? Guys. All right. Have a good night. Thanks for the call, Jack. Any other thoughts?
Well, what I did say off air was he's repetitive, number one.
And you can say that again.
He's repetitive, number one. And so that doesn't make, for regular listeners of the show, that doesn't make for good radio. Right? Because I listened to last night's show, I listened to tonight's show, I listened to tomorrow's show, and he's going to say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That being said, Free Talk Live, free speech platform, within, you know, constraints and limits, is like the last place that will platform him. Right? And to get his message out to as wide an audience as he can, because he's burned the local bridges in New Mexico.
Right.
Right? Like, they have local shows where those people might be more inclined to be sympathetic towards his cause, and he's not allowed to call those anymore, you know, for violation of their terms and conditions. So, like, the Free Talk Live nationally syndicated radio show where not a lot of people, you know, really care all that much about local corruption in New Mexico is the only outlet he really has left.
All right. So finally here tonight, I do wish that Nikki was here for this particular one, but this from the Wall Street Journal, Bend and Blaze. High yoga classes are all the buzz these days. These guys are trying so hard with this headline.
I was expecting Nikki when I pulled that one.
Yeah.
I was like, this is going to be great because she does yoga.
Inhale and exhale takes on a new meaning at yoga studios where you can smoke pot. High yoga. There's got to be a better name than high yoga, right?
Combine it with the goat yoga and you get like stone goats crawling on your back.
Stone goat yoga. That's the name of the newest yoga studio.
Nice.
Stoned goat yoga.
We blaze up the baby goats, man, and they just crawl all over you while you're doing your downward dog.
How is this article out of New York? Isn't it like... don't they send in SWAT teams if you smoke a joint in New York?
Let's find out.
Soothing music wafted. Reference to flatulence from earlier. Soothing music wafted through the brick-walled studio. Legging-clad students rolled out their mats on a Monday evening. Yoga class got underway at Bend and Blaze in Brooklyn. True to the name, the routine yoga instruction of inhale and exhale took on a whole new meaning here. The
rolled class, out their mats and rolled up a joint.
The class touts a higher yoga experience, and it means that, quite literally, participants are invited to smoke marijuana during the session. People want the community. They want to find their stoner circle. They want to find this connection, says Bend and Blaze instructor Amanda Hitz.
Nice.
As students got ready for class, they lit up, and cannabis smoke expanded throughout the room. Then participants teetered in a tree pose, extended into downward-facing dog, and lunged forward into Warrior One. Miss Hitz notices students in her cannabis-infused classes seem particularly flexible and laid back.
Nice.
Rather than
on my money.
Right? Rather than being traumatized about falling out of a pose and having it wreck a class, she says it's much more of a laughing matter. Around 20 states have legalized recreational marijuana, including New York in 2021. Mm-hmm. I must have missed that. And high yoga. I'm just used to New York being like the evil empire that, you know.
Oh, they have better marijuana laws than New Hampshire.
This is a fact, according to this article. And high yoga is a budding activity. Sales of legal U.S. pot have grown into a multi-billion dollar business.
Just don't put it on a Brinks truck if you're trying to move it from place to place.
Yeah. At the same time, pandemic-era Zoom classes made yoga accessible to more people than ever before. Some in the yoga community find the pairing disjointed. I got an idea. High yoga at the Flying J.
There you go.
Exactly.
Yoga Journal magazine has dubbed the tension Yoga and Weed Debate. Christine Weber, a yoga teacher and trainer who founded Subtle Yoga in Asheville, North Carolina, says she doesn't take issue with the marijuana smoking, but sees it as counterintuitive to yoga's purpose. Substances blur your reality. They blur your capacity for expansion, she says. Supporters, meanwhile, go deep into the weeds to make their case. Cannabis, I thought I was, like, trying hard at, like, being puns, but no, these guys have put me to shame. They're trying really hard. Supporters, meanwhile, go deep into the weeds to make the case. Cannabis has long been linked with yoga, says author and yoga instructor Dee DeSalt, who founded Ganja Yoga. That's a much better name. Ganja Yoga, which offers cannabis-enhanced yoga classes and teacher training. In 2009, oh, that's when they were offering it. Ancient texts reference a plant that is used, something fragrant that makes you high and speak with the deities, she says.
Combine it with the Bikram yoga or the other hot yoga and really hot box while you're stretching.
It's quite amazing. I have made an awful lot of friends from 420, they say. So there it is. High yoga. I mean, I've never really done yoga.
Puff pose.
That's nice. I had an ex-girlfriend that was into it, and she tried to get me, and I'm just like, no, I'm just going to go over here and, like, lift a weight or something,
yep.
You know? So,
that's what men do.
We are out
Pick
of time.
Pick up stuff and put it back down. Repeat.
Thank you, Rich Rich. Thank you, Big Kahuna. I appreciate you guys. Thank you to all our listeners and our callers. I appreciate you. Peace.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.